As I look around at the 8 o'clock Mass, there are a few more of you that qualify than last night at 5:30 for being of a certain generation where you might recall when a famous novel by Jules Verne, which was actually written in 1870, was made into a movie called 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Anybody old enough remember that one? I think they redid it for a Disney model for the younger kids. But I have to confess, when that movie first came out, I was a child, and I heard 20,000 leagues. I was totally confused. I mean, a league is a group of sports teams, right? It's like the Phillies are in the National League. The Eagles are in the NFL. That's a league. So when it comes to leagues and fathoms, I get all tied up in knots. Boo, you're supposed to boo that pun. Come on now. You guys are a little asleep at 8 o'clock this morning. So I had to do a little homework. And I looked on Google and it told me that a league, in nautical terms, is about 3.5 miles or 5.5 kilometers. That means all you people that do those 5K walks and runs, you're doing one league. And a fathom is about 6 feet, that'd be about me, of water. Fathoms and leagues. So 20,000 leagues is really unfathomable. You got it. Now you know there's a homily in here somewhere, right? St. Columban, a very ancient Irish saint, was trying to explain to his people the mystery of the Trinity, whose feast we celebrate today. And he was trying to identify and help them understand the unfathomableness of the Trinity. He said this. He said, just as the depths of the ocean are invisible to the human sight, so the mystery of the Trinity is that unfathomable, that beyond the comprehension of the human brain. See, everything we know about God, from the mystery of creation all around us, from the stories of the Bible, from salvation history, in the person of Jesus, put that all together, and we only get a little slice, the top of the surface, of the profound mystery of the Trinitarian life. There's a whole lot more going on there. It's way beyond our comprehension. It's out of our league. It's unfathomable. So the Feast of the Trinity is not an occasion for us to try to figure out with our puny little brains how there can be one God with three persons. That's beyond us. This feast calls us, as I suggested to people last week with the seventh gift of the Holy Spirit, to wonder and awe in the presence of God. Did you hear what we just sang? O Lord our God, how wonderful is your name over all the earth. We don't figure out the Trinity. We allow ourselves to be embraced by the profound love of the Trinity and praise God with wonder for God's greatness. God, triune God, is truly unfathomable, way beyond our comprehension. So we respond with wonder, with awe, and with gratitude. I guess you'd have to say the triune God are on a league of their own.